The Duke of Padre Island. This is Murphy Gibbons. Patrick Francis Dunn called himself the Duke of Padre Island. His was a domain of sand, cattle, and 112 miles of guff beaches. For five decades, beginning in 1879, he turned the island into a unique cattle ranch. Dunn gave himself the title. He received a letter from someone in England whose name was decorated with a list of initials for various titles. In his reply, Dunn added DPI to his name, meaning Duke of Padre Island. In 1879, when he was 21, Dunn moved his cattle to the island, which he leased at first and then bought. Dunn didn't just build a ranch, but a way of life. He built four cattle stations with corrals and holding pens a day's ride apart. They were called Owl's Mott, Novilla Station, Black Hill, and Green Hill. Fresh water was available 3 feet down. Dunn had seep tanks dug on the island, shored up with ship hatch covers to keep out the sand. Dunn said his cattle were religious, since they had to kneel to drink. With the laguna on one side and the gulf on the other, there was no need for fences. Dunn built traps and cutting chutes to eliminate roping, which he thought was cruel. His cattle grew fat from sedge grass, and their hides showed tar spots from lying on the beach. Dunn spent most of his time on the island, except when he served in the legislature and stayed in Austin. When visiting in Corpus Christi, he liked to sit on the porch of the St. James Hotel and gossip in the long purple evenings. In 1926, Dunn sold out to Sam Robertson, who planned to turn Padre Island into another Miami Beach. Dunn quickly regretted selling the island and said he wished the Lord would give it back to him with a deep channel to keep out the tourists. He died on March 25, 1937, of a heart attack. He was 79. No one ever possessed the island more completely than Patrick F. Dunn, who for five decades was the Duke of Padre Island. This is Murphy Gibbons.